Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine to Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Marshall Goldsmith's book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, How Successful People Become Even More Successful, presents a thought-provoking analysis on the habits and behaviors that might have contributed to an individual's success, but can become impediments to further growth. As an executive coach to some of the world's leading corporate executives, Goldsmith brings a wealth of experience and insights into how subtle changes in behavior can have profound impacts on one's professional and personal life. Through engaging anecdotes and practical advice, Goldsmith challenges readers to reevaluate their approach to leadership, communication, and personal development to break through the ceilings that limit their potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 20 habits that hold you back from the top. Goldsmith identifies 20 behavioral habits that are common among high achievers, but can be detrimental to further success. These habits range from the need to win at all costs to failing to express gratitude. Each habit is dissected to understand its negative impact on one's environment and relationships. Goldsmith uses real-life examples from his coaching experience to illustrate how these habits manifest in daily professional interactions and how they can hinder progress by alienating colleagues and stifling team dynamics. Overcoming these habits requires self-awareness, willingness to change, and the deployment of replacement behaviors that foster a more productive and inclusive work culture. Secondly, feed forward. Instead of feedback, Goldsmith introduces the concept of feed forward as a more constructive alternative to traditional feedback. Unlike feedback, which often focuses on past mistakes, feedforward encourages focusing on future opportunities for improvement. It's about giving specific suggestions for how someone can do better in the future. This forward-looking approach is portrayed as less confrontational and more conducive to personal growth and development. Goldsmith provides strategies for effectively implementing feedforward, including how to ask for and provide it in ways that are empowering and motivating, fostering a culture of continuous improvement and innovation. Thirdly, the power of listening. Marshall Goldsmith emphasizes the transformative power of active listening in enhancing leadership effectiveness. By fully engaging with others and giving them undivided attention, leaders can build trust, uncover valuable insights, and create a more inclusive environment. Goldsmith discusses common barriers to effective listening, such as the compulsion to share one's own experience or the need to jump to solutions. Through exercises and practical tips, he guides readers on how to develop their listening skills, demonstrating that true listening involves understanding both the content and the emotions behind the words. Developing this skill can lead to better decision-making, stronger relationships, and a deeper connection with colleagues and stakeholders. Fourthly, apologizing and taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for one's actions and genuinely apologizing when wrong is highlighted as a powerful tool for personal and professional growth. Goldsmith articulates the difficulty many successful individuals face in admitting mistakes, driven by the fear of appearing vulnerable or incompetent. However, he argues that admitting faults and learning from them is a sign of strength and maturity. Goldsmith offers guidelines on how to apologize effectively and take responsibility in a manner that mends relationships, enhances credibility, and sets a positive example for others. He stresses the importance of moving beyond ego to foster a culture of accountability and learning. Lastly, goal setting for continuous improvement. Goldsmith outlines the importance of clear, actionable goal setting as a foundational element for continuous improvement and success. He introduces a practical framework for setting and pursuing goals that align with one's personal values and professional aspirations. This section delves into distinguishing between short-term wins and long-term objectives, the significance of aligning goals with broader life purposes, and the role of accountability systems in ensuring progress. Through illustrative examples, Goldsmith demonstrates how well-defined goals can drive focus, motivation, and resilience, ultimately leading to sustained success and fulfillment. In conclusion, What Got You Here Won't Get You There is a must-read for successful individuals who are committed to taking their personal and professional growth to the next level. Marshall Goldsmith's insights are particularly valuable for leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs looking to refine their leadership style, enhance their interpersonal relationships, and foster a culture of continuous improvement within their organizations. By addressing the often overlooked behaviors and habits that can impede further success, this book offers a roadmap for ongoing development and achievement. It benefits readers by providing the tools and techniques to not only identify and overcome their limitations, but also to leverage their strengths in more effective and impactful ways. Ultimately, Goldsmith's guidance is about embracing change, fostering a growth mindset, and continuously striving for excellence in all areas of life. If you would like to support Marshall Goldsmith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.